a mobile game that apparently has become a global phenomenon. I haven't a clue what this is. Has been released in this country. What's it all about? Apparently it's an app which lets players walk around the real world and catch Pokemon on their phone. The Pogo craze has even led to police warning people not to poke and drive. Don't ever poke and drive. Don't ever poke, full stop. And to be careful as they cross roads and search bushes, trying to catch these little creatures. The game has added millions to the value of Nintendo. What is going on? Video game designer Emma Robinson with us today. So this is the next of it, Emma. What's this all about? What's happening?
Well, first of all, it's kind of a blend, finally, between video games and the real world that has taken off. They've been trying to do something like this for years, but this seems to be the first time where they've actually taken full advantage of how mobile your phone is and created a game that spans the whole world.
And what you do is you walk around and you're seeing what's around you in the natural landscape, are you?
It's like using Google Maps or Apple Maps. You know, if you have your map out and you can see sort of the buildings around you and the streets around you.
Yeah.
Well, this is exactly the same sort of setup, except every so often you'll see a Pokemon and then you have to tap on it. You have to throw Pokeballs at it to catch it. And there's different locations in the real world that have like different values.
Pokeballs,
yeah, the wee red and white ones that you fire at them, and that's how you catch your Pokemon. But there'd be different locations in the real world then. If you go, the council offices here in the city are a gym, so you can go there and take control of it, and then other people will battle to take the gym off you, and you have to revisit the location.
I'm trying to understand even the basics here. So is this a virtual world of what's around you, or are you actually seeing? So if I had this machine here in the BBC, would I be seeing the studio of the BBC and I'm trying to catch Pokemon in it?
Yes, there's an AR option, like augmented reality. So once you spot a Pokemon, it uses the camera on the back of your phone to show you that Pokemon in the real world. So even at home, I've had Pokemon sitting on my table. I've had Pokemon trying to get under the bed.
You need to get out more.
Well, now I will get out more because every time I want to collect more items for the game, I have to go out and walk around the real world actually get these items.
I think Vinny's had a few Pokemon trying to get into his bed.
Well, as long as he's got plenty of Pokeballs, he'll be grand.
I'm not sure if Vinny's got any Pokeballs. Okay, Emma, thank you very much indeed. Thank you
Thanks
all.
Very much.
Thank you all for your company today.